Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All the numbers show buying a home for the first time is getting harder and harder for people. Rising home prices and now mortgage rates are squeezing would-be first-time buyers out of the market.
Yeah, a new profile from the National Association of Realtors has just found American home buyers are older, whiter, and wealthier than at any time in recent memory. First-time buyers now account for the smallest share of the market in 41 years. Austin Clemens is Director of Economic Measurement Policy at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth. Austin, thanks for being with us. So basically, if you're on the younger side and you need to have a mortgage in order to afford a home, you're not probably going to get it because the older white guy with the pocket full of cash is going to swoop down and buy the house, right?
Yeah, you're getting pushed out of the market. And a lot of this has to do with things that we've seen just over the course of the pandemic, where there was a huge increase in a huge surge in housing demand last year, and a lot of people decided that now was the time to get a larger place because they were working from home, or because they were moving to a new area because they were working from home, and then of course now we have interest rates going up as the Federal Reserve tries to combat inflation, and that's also going to put pressure on new home buyers. So that's tending to push out people with lower income, which means younger people, communities of color, and so forth.
And in a lot of ways, being a first-time buyer, getting into the buying of a home market helps you get into the game, so to speak. If fewer people are able to get into the game, what are going to be the long-term economic impacts of that?
Yeah, I mean, as you say, like, it's just incredibly important for, especially for middle-class households. Housing is often the largest source of wealth for those households, larger than their 401ks most of the time. And so if these households can't get into the market, it means that that's, one less asset for them that is a great asset, because it's an asset that you essentially invest in. You know, you're saving every time you pay your mortgage because you're gaining more equity in your home. And so as people are pushed out of that market, it means they're saving less and they're building less wealth. And it's going to tend to reinforce existing wealth divides in the economy.
Is this sort of trend likely to be reversible in a short amount of time? Or are we talking about a generational issue and it's going to be many, many years, maybe decades before things sort of even out?
You know, I'd love to be optimistic, but the truth is that this is already a pretty long-term trend. I mean, I pointed to some short-term factors from the pandemic that have made this worse, but we've actually seen that housing affordability relative to median incomes has been decreasing since sometime in like the mid-80s or maybe early 90s. And so, it's been a long-term trend, I think, in part because incomes have grown at the top much, much faster than they've grown in the middle, at part because of serious disruptions we've had, like the Great Recession that threw a lot of people into foreclosure. There's, I think, a short-term trend, which is making this much more difficult, but there's also a long-term trend. And honestly, I'm not hopeful that it can be reversed in the near term.
So is what's happening in the housing market, is this a symptom of a bigger societal problem that we're seeing the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, and the middle class disappears? Or is it the other way around?
I would have to say it is a little bit a symptom of that. We're seeing houses get just more expensive generally for demand reasons and other reasons. But as that happens, it just happens that only people with very high incomes are really in the market. And if you look at the data, I did an analysis in 2020 using 2019 data from the Federal Reserve. And what we found was that regardless of what category of person you look at, almost, you can look at sort of the bottom 90% of people, you can look at white, black, Hispanic, all of those categories, homeownership is declining. The only category where we see homeownership going up is the richest 10% of people by income. So this has been happening for a little while, and it looks like it is endemic to the sort of rising inequality we see in our economy generally.
Yeah, so where does this all end? Because, you know, like after World War II, lots of people were able to buy homes because they were relatively cheap, and people benefited from all kinds of deals that were afforded to veterans. If this trend, as it seems likely, is going to continue, it's not sustainable as a society, is it? Because if people are displaced from homes, or they can't buy the homes to begin with because they're too expensive, and then the rents, of course, go up if they go to a rental because now there are too many people chasing too few apartment units. So what happens? Do we become a nation of homeless people?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're exactly right that it's concerning because, you know, apart from the wealth generating aspects of it, right, the other thing about homeownership that has been so important to prior generations is that by the time they get towards retirement age, they're no longer paying high housing costs because they've maybe paid off their home. You know, they can maybe take equity out of that home. They can sell that home. And so, you know, it gives them a lot of options in older age. And so, you know, I don't want to make too many predictions, but I definitely think it's concerning that we're going to have a group of people who get to retirement age and they don't have this incredibly important asset to fall back on that has really underpinned, I think, you know, the ability of middle class families to have healthy retirements for a very long time in the U.S.
Well, we're all depressed now. Thank you so much, Austin Clemens, Director of Economic Measurement Policy at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.